We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome on in, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Big day here. Big night, crazy night last night at the Sixers game. Oh. We'll get to that coming up. Rhea joins us in an hour. We'll talk to Kevin Stocker, part of the Phillies broadcast team, right here on WIP, coming up at 12, a daily mock. We are one day away. I guess it's technically opening day today, but we're one day away from Phillies opening day tomorrow against the Braves. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, if you own a gas station in the city and you charge for air, you need to be slapped across the lips, like for real. I was out looking for air yesterday, man, to put in my truck. Like, a couple tires were down low a little bit. Mm. Man, I rode around all over the city. They're charging $1, $1.50 for air. Like, air. It's ridiculous. And I refuse to pay for it. So, if anybody knows a gas station out there that has an air pump that's free, let me know.
You got to get up to the suburbs for Wawa gas. That's the free air, man.
I'm willing to make that ride, man. I refuse to pay for air, man. God gave us air for free. And then somebody decided that owns a gas station that he wants to try to charge folks for air. You need to be slapped, dog. Like, seriously, it's ridiculous. Money grabbing like that. You're already price gouging us for gas as it is. Now you're charging us for air?
Use a damn air pump,
and most of the time it don't even work.
I hear you on that. That is absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? Speaking of ridiculous, yesterday, it was actually 2 days ago, right? 2 days ago on our show, I heard something, and I thought it was ridiculous. Like, you ever hear something at first, and you think it's like crazy talk, and then you kind of think about it again, you're like, maybe that wasn't as crazy as 2 days ago. We had Howard Eskin on the show. Usually he says really pretty ridiculous things.
Balls get sweaty.
Like that. And I said, Howard, how many wins for the Phillies? Here's what he said.
107.
Stop.
Dang. Okay.
For real?
Well, wait a minute. Gabe Kapler, didn't he win 107 with
San
Francisco? He did.
Gabe did. Yes, he did.
Okay. So it is, you know, if he can do it with San Francisco, why can't the Phillies do it?
So at first, as you heard me laughing there and question if he was being serious or not, I was like, Howard's kidding, right? And then I'm driving in this morning, and DeCameron Ritchie have Howard on. They say, how many wins, Howard? He said 107. And at first, you hear it, and it sounds insane, the Phillies winning 107 games. And while I think that number is doable. Well, no, 107 is very high. I don't think 100 wins is insane. In fact, I look at the Phillies, and I see 100-win talent. I see a team that can win 100 baseball games. Look, the last 2 years, we know what's happened. They've gotten off to awful starts, and by the time they've woken up, they've gotten going, but they were so far behind that their win total at the end of the year was around 90 because they were so bad in April and May. Well, I don't anticipate that happening again. The schedule is way different in April. They seem more focused than they have been in recent years. So I don't anticipate a bad start. And then you look at what they did last year from June 2nd on, they were 65-38. That's a 102-win pace. We've seen the Phillies in two straight seasons from around the beginning of June to the end of October play like a 100-win team. And that's not like, you know, a three-week stretch. That's a 4 or 5 month stretch where they've played like that. I believe the Phillies can win 100 games. They have a top-five pitcher in the sport. They have a top-five hitter in the sport. They have a $30 million a year shortstop that a lot of people the other day told us was going to play like an MVP. They have a division that has three bad teams. Right, that's going to help. Or they get to play
Marlins
and the Nationals. And the Marlins and Mets are at least average at best. The Nationals are bad.
Marlins are kind of pesky, though.
They are pesky. But they're not very good.
Squad, yeah.
Yeah. But I sensed it last week. We were down at Clearwater. This is a driven team. They seem like they want to win the division. And let's be real. If they're going to win the division, that's going to take a lot of wins. Like, they got to have the pedal to the metal the entire year. At first, I thought what Howard said was crazy. He usually is crazy. 107 is probably kind of crazy. But I think this is a 100-win baseball team. Hugh, when you look at the 2024 Phillies, tomorrow they start this thing off against the Braves, who did win over 100 last year. The Braves did. Are the Phillies a 100-win team?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be close, though. And I think everything that they're hoping to attain is probably going to be right there for them. But to win 100 wins, I don't think so, Jordan. Part of that is because I think pitching is going to be somewhat of an issue. You know, you talk about Taijuan Walker being hurt and the fact that that fourth or fifth starter, there's going to be some issues with that potentially. And now, you know, and there has been talk about even trying to stretch Ranger out a little bit to try to get more innings out of him. So I think that that's going to be somewhat of an issue for you moving forward. But I do like this team. I think that they are going to get off to a quicker start, but I think it's going to be more like 94 wins this year.
Well, 94 is a good number. I mean, 94 would certainly put them comfortably in the playoffs. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, here's what we'll do on the show today. Your take on this. When you look at the Phillies, do you see a 100-win team? And we got to get everyone on the record today, day before opening day, your Phillies win prediction. Like, what number is in your head right now? At first, when I heard the number 107, I thought about the idea of triple digits, 100. It seemed ridiculous. I don't think it's ridiculous. You look up and down this roster, and find me where the hole is. I mean, recently, MLB.com projected them to have the number one bullpen in baseball, which I almost fell down when I saw that, considering I remember doing Final Out in 2020 and 2021, when every night it felt like it was a disaster waiting to happen with them. Oh, my goodness. They had the worst bullpen in the history of baseball. I mean, it was unbelievable. Now, 4 years later, they're projected to have the best bullpen. So it's a good bullpen. They have one of the five best starters in baseball. They have a really good number two in Aaron Nola. They have a good manager. They have a lineup that, when they're clicking, is just – I mean, we saw it against the Braves last year in the playoffs – just as good as anybody else. And I keep coming back to, they seem like they want to be pedal to the metal all year. What has held the Phillies back the last 2 years? Themselves. April and May, they've just thrown up on themselves for 2 months before they woke up. If they don't do that, I don't see why they can't push for 100 wins. I mean, Hugh, that really is part of why this, I don't think this is crazy, because from June on last year, they did play like the 100-win team.
Yeah, they did. Excuse me. Yes, they did. I think that the power outage is not going to be an issue. I think that that was one of the biggest issues that we had last year. We had some pretty good pitching. Like in some of those games that we didn't just get a whole lot of hitting. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think this year is just going to be the polar opposite. It's going to be pitching that's going to probably be a little bit of a piecemeal situation for us early on.
It could be. I mean, certainly with Taijuan out, it's going to be piecemeal. I mean, Spencer Turnbull is starting in the rotation. But remember last year, they didn't have a fifth starter until, what, June? Remember they were throwing out Matt Strom and openers and Dylan Covey. Who was our old buddy? Belly Falter started in April. I mean, they had weird stuff in the rotation at the back end last year, and they still got to 90 wins at the end of the day. And then the other part of this that I think is critical is, you know, they keep saying, what's the phrasing they've used? They're keeping the powder dry?
Keeping the powder dry.
Yeah, to go add something at the MLB trade deadline, or if they need it during the season. And 2 days ago, Jordan Montgomery signed with the Diamondbacks. The Phillies could have easily done that. I mean, it was 1 year, $25 million. They didn't do it, which makes me believe the Phillies are waiting to see what they could get and push all in July for whatever they need. Is it a bat? I mean, who knows who's going to be available? Maybe Juan Soto gets moved again and we could do our Juan Soto shows. Okay, maybe it's a pitcher. Maybe it's Mike Trout. I don't know what's going to be available and what they need in July, but that could push them over the edge. 215-592-9494. All right, get on the record today. It is opening day. It's the day before the Phillies opener. How many wins? Your Phillies win prediction. And when you look at this team, do you see a 100-win baseball team? No one has any problem saying this about the Dodgers and Braves. I mean, people just like say it like a reflex. Yeah, they'll win 100. I mean, the Phillies the last 2 years have been just as good in the big moment.
Yeah, but I don't think that – I think when you talk about those other teams and you talk about 100 wins, it's a given. I think that for the Phillies, I understand that it's a milestone that a lot of people like to get, especially when you're talking about winning the division and all of this stuff. I don't think it's needed. I really don't. And I know that might sound a little bold, given the fact that you know, you could point out the fact that we haven't played. You know, we missed the Dodgers the first year, and then you got the Braves twice.
They missed the Dodgers both times.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's not that big of a deal, because I think this team, when you talk about matchups matter. Matchups matter, and I think they match up very well. with the Atlanta Braves.
So I think to us it doesn't matter. It seems to me, Hugh, when we talked to those guys last week, it does matter to them. I think the Phillies want to win the division. I think they
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And I just think as time goes on, I'm skeptical this wild card thing is going to keep leading to World Series. I know the last 2 years it's happened, but it's like, wait a second. That's harder. Like, the harder path doesn't usually lead to the results over time. I think this has been more of a blip. So I think they're going to push for it. Kyle, before we go to the phone lines here, what are you feeling? Tomorrow is now the opener, as they've got rid of this one today. They banged today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the opener. Wins is 100 crazy, Kyle?
No, because I have predicted that the Phillies will win 100 games on the nose. And I know there's a thought out there that they didn't do much to improve. Over the offseason, I was one of those people, sort of like, what are we doing here, Dave? Are the Phillies going to do anything watching some of these other, like the Dodgers sign, you know, make all these crazy moves and stack their team up? I think this team has improved just by having the continuity from the season before. Like, I don't know how much they necessarily needed improvement. They have a bunch of guys that I know for a fact are going to be great this season, like Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Wheeler, Nola, and then I'm expecting big jumps from guys like Stott, Boehm, Suarez looks like he's had a great spring. Sanchez could take a step forward. And then Jeff Hoffman could really muscle. Like, we don't talk about Jeff Hoffman enough as the closer of this team. I mean, him and Alvarado makes a, like, that could be a nasty, nasty bullpen. And I know you said they're projected to have the best bullpen in baseball. I could see that. I mean, you almost have addition by subtraction in a way by losing Craig Kimbrell on that bullpen. So I love the bullpen. I agree that it might be the best in baseball. And then you even have the guys on the lower end of the lineup in the roster that could surprise you. I mean, you have the Brandon Marshes, the Pache or Rojas, and then, you know, sort of the under the radar guys that could take jumps, like a Greg Soto, who I think could return to all-star form. Like, this team is absolutely loaded, and I think they're so much better than the last two seasons' win totals. I'm ready, and I think the Phillies are ready to win 100 games.
Yeah, I do too. And look, I think people look at it, well, they only won 90 and 87. But there's context to it. 2 years ago, Girardi ruined the first 2 months of the season. I mean, Joe Girardi was responsible for that nonsense. And then last year, Turner was horrendous. I don't expect it to be that bad again. I think he will have more of a steady season this year. He was horrendous the first few months. Bryce wasn't even around the first month of the season. They had injuries all over the place. There's something different this year. Plus, the schedule. Guys, go look at the schedule in April. I know we're starting with the Braves, so it's like, uh-oh. After the Braves.
Yeah, but it's a little bit of a, I want to say a cakewalk, but it's conducive for you to get off to a pretty good start.
It's cakewalky, Hugh. I mean, there's some games in there. They have a homestand in the middle of April against the Pirates, Rockies, and White Sox. The Rockies and White Sox are terrible baseball teams. This team could be 10 games over 500 by the end of April. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies a 100-win team? Man, I don't know the last time this conversation took place on WIP. I mean, it probably was 2011. I mean, like, seriously. Like, when was the last time we could say this with a straight face? They look to me like a 100-win baseball team. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Happy opening days, fellas.
Happy opening day, man.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh. Wawa. Wawa's got all the free air you want there. Hey, you got to find
yourself.
Yeah, that's
what everybody said. I got to find a Wawa.
Air for days. Yeah. I mean, I mean, once you get outside the city, and there's one not far from the airport. Once you get outside the city, you can't throw a stone without hitting a Wawa.
Yeah, I got to hit a Wawa. I definitely got to.
Yeah, and then also inside the city, wherever Eskin is, there's always a lot of hot air, free hot air out of his mouth too. So you can always pump up with that too. So,
that's a good one.
Guys, let me talk about the hot air guy a little bit, because I want to spend more time talking about the Phils. But that dope, just keep talking Eagles. Don't get involved with baseball, because, you know, you're a clown. Look at strength of schedule. He loves to talk about the Eagles all the time. Go back and look at the strength of the schedule. Look at who those Giants played, all right? But he's just trying to defer luster off of the best team in the city right now, and that is the Phils. They will win 100 games, guys. You want to know why? We got a healthy MV3, who will win another MVP, in Bryce Harper. And here's another one for you. Put it on the record, guys. Ranger Suarez will be the NL's Cy Young winner this year.
Woo!
He's going to be healthy. He's going to dominate. He's bringing home a Cy Young to Philly. All right? You know, we know Wheeler will be up in the mix, but Ranger's bringing it home. All right? Joe, you mentioned it. We got the number one baseball bullpen in baseball. Can't touch it. Here's something else, guys. We don't have Schwarber running around in left field about to take a ball off of his forehead anymore, plodding around out there. Your left fielder and center fielders this year is going to be a combination of Rojas, Pache, Merrifield, and Marsh. Don't tell me that doesn't equate to some more wins. Having Harper healthy all year, having a ridiculously good now center and left field defense, and our boy Cassie, we know how he knows how to flash the leather when time comes true. So, listen, you know what, guys? Because here's about what's going to happen. We are the number one Phillies team in this city. We're the number one team in NL. We're the number one team in Major League Baseball. Red October is going to equal a red parade down Broad Street. We are going to be winning the World Series. Let's go, Phillies!
Dallas Buck.
Now that's the intensity we need to start the show. Jim, man, we appreciate the phone call. Chris, I said Jim there. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. So
unbelievable.
It's Friday. It's Thursday.
Yeah, well, I saw Jim. I'm going to pull up Jim's call next. It was kind of in my head here. But so he said something there about the team and the intensity. Like, the intensity Chris has, I hope he keeps it the entire season. Doesn't it feel almost like it's still October? We got to do a whole regular season. Chris is in October form right there.
I think he can pull that off.
Oh, I expect it. Anything less, I'll be disappointed here.
Every game day.
My favorite prediction of his there, and he had a lot of stuff he threw at us, was Ranger Suarez. Ranger, of course, the bell ringer last night at the Sixers game, which we'll get to in that debacle at the end. Ranger does feel like a pivot X factor of this season. Because at times, Ranger Suarez is unbelievable. I mean, he's like the team. He has these moments and these stretches where he is really good.
Yes.
And then he'll have these kind of lulls or two or three or four bad starts, and his numbers don't look really great. But he's good. And in October, I trust Ranger Suarez as much as almost anybody in baseball. So he could do it. You know, Kyle mentioned some young guys, Hugh. We talk most about Schwarber, Bryce, Turner. But they have like three or four young guys that if they get a little bit better, it changes this team. Boehm, Stott, Marsh, Ranger. Because they're all good, but like, is there another level or are they just going to be good? And if they're just good, it's fine. But maybe there's another level of those guys.
Yeah, and then when you talk about Boehm and Stott last year, they were kind of like the torchbearers. They were the guys that kind of carried the team but early in the season when there was a little bit of a power outage. So, yeah, you're looking at those guys, especially those two guys, in my opinion, to take somewhat of a leap this year. That's going to help out, and the fact that you're going to get those key guys that we talk about all the time that are not going to get off to the slow start that they had.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, especially, you look at Turner and Harper's numbers last year. Forget October. Forget just the regular season. And I think it's fair to say they should both be more productive this year. I mean, Bryce didn't get going until July.
Yeah, that's not a stretch.
And they won 90 last year. Like that I keep coming back to that. Last year was very choppy. They were 22 and I'm trying to remember the record. 22 and 29, something like that on June 2nd. And they finished with 90 wins. I mean, they went 65. They were 25 and 32 on June 2nd. They finished 65 and 38 from June 2nd on. That's 100 win pace. Jim in Center City's up. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Joe. You know, I love spring and I love the opening day because everyone waxes so poetic and romantically about baseball and your team. No matter how good or bad they are, you're the best team going into the season. I think if you look at it detached from the emotion, this team is no more than 88 to 90 wins. They do not have the depth, and you have to anticipate an injury either in the pitching staff or in the main body of the team that you're going to experience to get you to that point. They do not have the depth, especially in pitching. They lose Wheeler, Nola, or Ranger. Where are they? Triple A.
Yeah, so
is where
Jim, I agree with you more on the pitching side. I disagree with the notion they don't have the depth on the offensive side. I mean, they lost Bryce for a month last year. And 2+ months 2 years ago, and they won 87 and 90. I mean, they could withstand losing one of their big bats for months at a time and still get to the number you're saying. They showed it to us.
You need to counteround that against you had a historically bad year from the Padres, right? We're supposed to be much better. The Mets were a disaster last year. The Nationals are in a constant rebuilding phase. You can't anticipate all those teams are once again going to be, their competition are going to be underperforming like they did, which allowed the Phillies to get to 90 wins last year with an underperforming team and losing Bryce for a month. I just think looking at this team in the construct that they are at 100 wins, I don't see it.
Where do you see 100 wins on this roster? So, 90 wins maximum.
No, I think that I think 95 is way closer to the where I think they'll be than 90. I mean, Jim, you say 88. They have a top five pitcher in the sport. They have one of the best offensive players in the sport. They have a good bullpen. Like, this team's really good. I think you're underselling them because of some of the issues they've had to start the last two seasons. I mean, I think you're underselling them a little bit.
I'm underselling them based upon the anticipation of what we're not expecting. There's always an anticipation of what can happen, right? Something is going to happen that we don't know today that by midseason is going to happen. Are they equipped to deal with that variable is what my point is. To even with that variable get to 100 wins or to 95 wins. I mean, I can't see how that argument works.
So, Jim, I think they're, as I said, and Jim, good phone call. I think they're equipped to handle it on offense. They have a lot of hitters. I mean, this is one of the deepest lineups in baseball.
And the hitters didn't hit for the beginning part of last season.
Right. Like, if they lose a cast.
And they won, like, 90 games.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Like, my thing is this, and like you said, great phone call. But, Jim, I don't understand how can you say they're going to be a few wins less than their win total last year when you factor in the fact that they didn't get off to a great start last year. Because most of the guys that you anticipated to hit last year didn't hit. So you're saying to me that if they hit, if we go into the season, say Trey Turner gets off to a better start, not even a great start, a better start than he had last year. Bryce Harper gets off to a better start than he had last year. You mean to tell me they can only muster 88 wins?
And I think, Q, the last two things you said are reasonable, to think Trey's better in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Harper didn't have any power until July last year. So the other thing is, he said, our last caller mentioned, well, something bad's going to happen, right? An injury's going to happen. But couldn't I say the same thing? Like, are the Braves equipped? Like, if Spencer Strider is out for 3 months, that's going to hurt them. I mean, just like if Wheeler's out here for 3 months, it's going to hurt them. Any team loses someone, you know, one of their two or three best players, it hurts. The only team I would say, Hugh, that is, like, injury-proof are the Dodgers. They're like a machine.
Because they're deep. They're pretty deep, too. And they got hitters. They got a death row, a dearth
totally.
Of hitters.
And they've done
squad.
It for, like, 10 years now. Yeah. So you just kind of assume it. Yes, the Phillies have injuries. They will have issues. But they lost Bryce for a long period 2 years ago, and they still won 87.
Yeah, that's why it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me to think that way. And yes, you're right. There's always intangibles that you can never factor in or quantify. But still, to sit there and say that their win total is going to be less than what it was a year before, when you look at everything that went against them, to me, I don't see that.
I'd be really surprised. Don't. I also think this year he did make this point, our caller, that the underbelly of the National League is a little bit better. So I don't think the Phillies can coast. Like last year, you kept saying this, Hugh, and you were right. They're in a good spot because we all looked at the standings. You're like, the Marlins. Like, there weren't really challenges to the Phillies, so they could kind of, you know, maybe coast is the wrong word, but they didn't have to push the whole year. They knew they were going to make it. This year, I think the NL is a little better, so I think they're going to have to be on their game to make sure they're not fighting for a spot the last 2 weeks.
I think the most important thing in any sport is to be where everyone else is towards, like, the middle, because I feel like the one thing that you're always doing, you're trying to find your groove. And some teams find their groove a little bit earlier than others. But as long as the Phillies are hitting their groove towards the end of the year and they're starting to trend in the right direction, I think that's where they need to be. Because you don't want to be a team that has to work your way, like if you're working back so far that you have to work your way back into it. Say like last year we were talking about, at one point, wasn't the Braves up like 20 games or something crazy like that? 10 games at least.
Oh, I think it was like 12 or 14 in the middle of June. It was a lot.
It was a lot. And you don't want to be in that situation if you're trying to fight for a division title. But you want to be somewhere close to that. 5 games out of first or something like that.
Yeah, within striking
distance.
That's
what you want to be. Yeah. You don't want to be that far out. So as long as you're in the middle of the pack with the rest of the squads, that's a good place to be.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. 100 wins in the Phillies. Do you see it? I could see this. I mean, Howard said 107. I laughed at first, but the idea of the Phillies being a 100-win team is not out of the realm. I see 100-win talent. 215-592-9494. We do have tickets for Saturday, Phillies and the Braves. Hughes Clues next, plus Jim Salisbury joined us earlier this week. What's his Phillies win total prediction? That's coming up. We need your Phillies win total. Get on the record today. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I still think they're like 91, 92 wins. I think they can make a run for the division title. I think the Braves are going to be awfully good. But the Phillies have a hell of a 1-2 punch. And with the way Suarez, you know, the potential Suarez has, we've seen it in glimpses and flashes over the last few years. With him healthy, you could have a pretty darn good 1-2-3. And a lot of teams have drop-offs after three in their pitching. You got a heck of an offense. I think they could win. I guess I would probably say 92. It wouldn't surprise me if they went above that.
Jim Salisbury, 92 is his number. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Rhea's going to be in studio coming up at 11 here. We'll talk to Phillies broadcaster Kevin Stocker at 12. Daily Mock, of course, later on in the show. And we'll get to the Harden stuff last night. I was at the game. The boos were happening all night. Crazy ending. So, well, yeah, we'll get to all that with the Sixers last night. But so Salisbury's got 92 here. Hugh, you're at 94?
94.
It's a good number for the Phillies.
I like it.
I like that.
And another thing, with Jim said 92, 93 wins, I mean, you're still going to be contending for the division at that point. I think that everybody.
Do you think the Braves are coming back a little bit? Because Braves won 104.
I think so. The Braves are so, like, I look at it like this. In the offseason for the Braves, from what I've heard, there's been a lot of talk about the Phillies and how that series went, and complaining about the layover and things of that nature. So there's a good chance that they might not be that high-powered team that they were last year at the beginning of the season. So, yeah, I think there's a chance that they might not be at 100 wins.
So I absolutely believe the Braves are coming back down to earth. I don't think they're going to win as many games
as they
did last
year. About, not to cut you off, Joe, but then you talk about that lineup last year. Man, they had like 200 or 300 home runs.
300. 300 in a season. It's ridiculous.
That they had everybody hidden. Everybody, their mama was hitting for the Braves.
It feels like a lot of Braves had career years. And like, I understand Acuña's in special, special talent. I'm not saying he's going to stop being good. He'll be good for a long time.
We're talking about Austin Riley, yeah, Marcelo Ozuna.
Like, is Olsen going to hit 54 home runs again? I would bet the under on that. Is Albies going to be as good? And also, all their guys stayed healthy. You know, we had a caller last segment who mentioned, well, the Phillies are going to have injuries. All those Braves guys played like 150 games last year. Acuña already had a knee thing in spring training where he had to go for an MRI. I think the Braves come back down to earth. I also think if the Phillies are in the division race, it's going to push them more forward to try to win a lot late in the season. I think it was, I don't remember which one of our guests in spring training last week. It might have been Scott Fransky who mentioned, like, you know, when your team is not very good in the beginning and you know you can't win the division, you kind of manage July, August, September differently. The Phillies were kind of just thinking about October and July because they knew they weren't going to win the division. You get off to a good start, you're in it the whole year, you push, and that's why I think 100 wins is possible, and I believe it's realistic for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Ron and Monco, who always sees the silver lining with the Philadelphia Phillies. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
Ron,
what's up, man?
You ready for opening day?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. But I'll tell you what, this is why I listen to the radio. Like the Chris with the Rocky music in the back. This is why I love the station, because you get so much from one side to the other side. For me, that's what it is. And then you get you guys, a little bit of you guys help. You know what I mean?
Well, we're just trying to help people out, Ron. Like, we try to guide you to the right spot.
You're there.
Yeah.
You're always there. You're always there. So, listen. First of all, Howard Eskins, he's stoned or something, 107 games. Okay? I wish he would just stick with the Eagles. You know he's a double agent for the Birds, right? He's a mole.
I didn't know that.
You just stick with either.
Has he always been one? Was Howard a double agent when you were playing, Hugh? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, he is. He is. So anyway, all these, I jotted down some thoughts here, because for them to win 100 games, win the NL East, and ultimately go to the World Series and win, and get through the playoffs and win the World Series. Okay, all these things got to happen. Here they are.
What do you got?
I'm looking at. I got seven players right here that have to make the big step. They got to put the big boy pants on. And I'll start. Okay, Boehm, Stott, Marsh, Rojas, pitchers, Sanchez, Ranger, Soto. Okay, these players here have to make the big step. That's number one, okay? The other thing is, with sticking with pitching, is Alvarez going to – what's his name? Alvarado?
Alvarado. Jose.
Okay. You
know his name?
He's going to carry the load for closer?
Okay? I think he's their most important and best reliever. I don't know if he's the closer.
Well, of course he is, but he is. But there's no way this guy's going to cover the – like Ridge did. Lynch. He's never – not even close.
Well, I mean, Ron, we're basing it on perfection. I mean, no reliever is good. That was a unique kind of season.
Hey, listen, I'm giving you the ingredients to win a World Series. You want to hear the rest of the recipe or not?
Well, how many ingredients?
Get
here?
Him right, Ron.
Yeah, give me another
you
one.
You want to hear it or not?
Go ahead, Ron.
Tell him, Ron. Okay. Tell him.
Number one, they need to use their speed. They've got speed up and down. There's only two guys that can't run in the lineup. We know the left fielder can't run. And I don't want Harper running, but on a pass ball or this, that, or the other, yeah, take the base. There's only two guys that can't steal on this team, okay? Your bullpen games. The first week or two, you're already pitching bullpen games. You're already pitching bull games. Before we get out of April,
yeah, but that's not
you're
bad.
Pitching many bull games.
Because
okay, guess what?
I mean, they did that, Ron. They did that last year, and they still won 90 games. Every team's got to do it once in a while. It's okay.
I'm telling you, it's clean living or something, because they're getting away with it. They're not going to get away with this stuff forever, okay? So, listen, you start seven guys. Seven guys or eight guys, whatever the hell he uses. These guys come out. They play clean. You get them in. You get them out. And guess what? One guy comes in and blows up.
Yeah, I think the goal is to do that less. I mean, if Walker comes back, they're going to have five starters.
Here's the other thing.
What do you got?
Here's the other thing. Okay, now because you're doing bullpen games, I keep hearing how great our bullpen is.
Number one bullpen in baseball, according to MLB.com.
Okay, well, guess what? Because you got to do all these bullpen games. Now you shrunk.
But they're not doing a lot of bullpen games, Ron. Ron, why do you think they're going to do so many bullpen games?
They've got three starters.
No, is Sanchez not a starter?
Not to me. Not yet. He's not.
What
he hasn't gotten on that mound, and he hasn't. No, he has not done it yet.
But he did it the whole second half of the season.
So, Ron, what's the recipe for the World Series?
Yeah, when are we getting to the recipe?
What's the recipe for the World Series?
These are all the ingredients.
I'm almost done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm almost done.
I stepped
it's one of those, like, a grandma's recipe. It's really long. You got a lot
of more like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that sounds like
a lot of negative points.
What I'm telling you, if all this stuff here, okay, if they do all these things and they use this, first of all, I don't think they could do it because the manager and the GM, they love the long ball. This is what they're all about. And when it's time to play the short game and move runners up and use their speed, they just don't do it.
Home runs win.
They're like an old American League team back in the 70s. They're just getting up there wailing.
Ron, give us your number.
Get fired up, Ron.
What's your win total, Ron?
90. 91 wins.
91. All right.
And they get knocked out in the first round.
Oh,
Ron.
Damn,
Ron. That's enough.
You said that's enough.
Well, because, I mean, Kyle puts the music on, and Ron's supposed to get everyone fired up, and then he...
Well,
I would have... Even if he just said 91, that's not a bad win total. I mean, that's a playoff team and all that.
He hit you with the first round knockout.
Well, yeah, he hit you with the... It's going to end with a thud in the first round.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. That wasn't nice at all.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Ron's got a lot of worries. I see way more reasons for this team's going to be really good than reasons they're going to have issues. And here's the other thing. They keep saying they're keeping the powder dry. If they have issues, they better go
fix it. They better go fix those issues.
They better. I don't want to. You know, I know a couple days ago, I didn't make a big deal out of it because I think they're going to be really good, and I believe they'll add at the deadline. But look, you know, all the reporting that's come out about the Montgomery thing is they didn't want to go over the third luxury tax.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that in July, Hugh. If they're close and they need something,
you have to go all in.
I don't want to hear anything about their money. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. So what's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's going on, Ken?
What's up?
Nothing better than following Ron from Montgo, man. don't let the truth get in the way of your narrative. You know, Ron's the guy in February who told everybody that he knew for a fact that John Middleton had closed the checkbook, and then it turned out that the Phillies offered Yamamoto more than anybody else did. So I guess they were going to pay him on a credit card because the checkbook was closed. I don't know where people are coming from with this. This team is the floor for this team, barring something just catastrophically unforeseen, the floor for this team is 95 wins. And 100 is not even close to out of the question. And just for some perspective on just some things here, you're looking at potentially 5, maybe even 6 guys in this lineup with 100 RBIs this year, okay? You've got your 7-hitter is a double. Your 8-hitter is a doubles machine. In Brad Marsh, you've got your 7-hole hitter who, if he's slotted into 7 right now, is Bryson Stott. But you're looking at a guy there who could potentially lead the league in hits. And that's not even a stretch because he's so good bat to ball. And I don't see the holes that everybody seems to see. You're potentially going to get 200 innings out of Ranger Suarez this year. I mean, the impact of that on this pitching staff. Boy, if you get 200 innings out of Ranger Suarez, you're talking about 1-2-3 now. We're worried about Taijuan Walker. Like, it's so damaging to substitute Spencer Turnbull for Taijuan Walker for a stretch. I mean, he's the 4th starter, for God's sake.
Yeah, and Ken, to your point on Ranger, I saw something the other day. I think people sometimes miss what's happened with starting pitching in baseball. So last year, only one team had 3 guys get to 190 innings. That was Seattle. Only one other team had 2. That was the Phillies, Ken. So, like, one team had 3. One team had 2. That was the Phillies. Nobody else had multiple starters get to 190. The Phillies had 2 of them, obviously, with Wheeler and Nola. And, Ken, if we're right about Ranger and he takes a step forward, they'll survive what they get out of 4 and 5. If they get 190 to 200 innings out of 3 starters, that's rare. I mean, only one or two teams in all of baseball do that.
And I think their bullpen is as good as their bullpen is you know, kind of made out to be right now by the pundits. Like, I just – if the thing that you think is going to keep you from winning 100 games is your 9-hitter, and look, I'm not bought in hook, line, and sinker on Johan Rojas to start the season, but I don't think the Phillies are necessarily married to it for the long term either. They're gonna give him a chance to see if he can hit his way into the lineup, batting 220 or 230, and if he can't, they've got a plan to adjust. But this is a really, really good baseball team, and people are looking with a microscope to try and find things wrong with this team to dampen their own expectations. And to me, that's just stupid.
Yeah, and I think it's a kind of a mischaracterization. And Ken, we always appreciate the phone call. I think people are looking too much at the win total of the last 2 years and not enough at the context, right? There was issues in the beginning of each of the last 2 seasons.
It was no power. And Bryce was coming off an injury. Trey was coming off of whatever he was coming off of. So, yeah, it was the guys that you needed to hit weren't doing their job.
And I don't think that happens again the exact same way.
Can't happen that. It can't happen.
Well, I guess it could. I just don't anticipate it. I mean, I'd be surprised.
Trey can't come in. He can't start the season. like he does start last year.
Well, if he does, then the question...
And that's a problem.
Yeah, then the question then is he really that great anymore? I mean, it would be more about his actual ability than it would be about adjustments. I mean,
then we got to get some fans to come down there and wash his car for him and make him feel better. Like, have signs outside of training. Like, hey, we love you, and, you know, you got to play better.
What about ovations? We doing that again?
We're definitely doing
it. Okay.
I mean, it worked.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I mean, if he's not broke, don't fix it.
215-592-9494. All right, your win total for the Phillies. What is your number right now? Hughes at 94. I believe 100 is attainable. Kyle's at 100 on the nose. Are you still at wire to wire for the division?
Absolutely. Okay. Does now, if you ask me if they're a 100-plus win team or below, does saying 100 not having a take, is that against our core values?
You're 100. Okay. 100-plus means 100 or plus.
I'm just wondering because that to me feels like the both or neither.
No, I think if you're at 100... And 62, you've accomplished
which I hate.
Yeah, well, but
not a big both or nothing.
That'd be a nice round number. Exactly 100 wins. All right, Hugh, we also have a prize to give away today to go see a 100 win baseball team. Well, maybe two of them. Braves Phillies on Saturday, 4:05 first pitch. It is the first opening. It's the first night game. Opening night. Fans 15 over will receive a McDonald's opening night T-shirt. Phillies Braves this Saturday night. We have a prize, a big one. We play a little game.
You know, Joe, I just want to say this. Before I get to this first clue, something happened yesterday that never normally happens for me.
Okay.
I felt bad about something that I did yesterday.
What'd you do?
I felt bad.
That never happens to you?
Yeah, no, I don't feel bad. I sleep good at night for some of the decisions that I made. Even the bad ones, I still sleep good at night.
Hey, you can't go back in the past and change them.
I can't change them.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
But I felt bad because there were a couple people that complained about my initial clues when it comes to Hugh's clues. So I said that, you know what, I need to do a better job. I mean, plus, these are some great prizes. You know, people want to go to Phillies games, and I see that. Like, I was coming to work this morning, and I saw all the people wearing Phillies gear this morning. So I was like, you know, I need to do a better job of allowing people an opportunity to win these great prizes, these tickets.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a better job with my clues. So here's the first clue for these Philly tickets. This Philly was drafted the same year I was drafted.
Oh, okay. So we're going with a ball player today, not an actor or an actress.
Yes.
Now, hold on.
We're going with this.
Are we sure this person is a baseball player or not? You know, like, see,
wait a minute. Don't do me like that.
I'm just wondering. Are they an actor?
But then again, in my mind, a Philly could be just a person that, you know, lives in Philly.
Well, it could be a horse.
I mean, like if he cooked dinner the other day, he could be a chef.
It could be anything, according to you. All right, let's tone it back down. Hugh's trying to get everyone. Hugh's trying to keep people on the right track here today. All right. This Philly drafted
this Philly,
the same year as you.
It's a Philly.
Okay.
Keeping in the theme of the week.
Okay, I like
it's
it.
It's a Philly.
All right, here we go. Let's see what people think on this one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Hughes Clues, pair of tickets online today. Phillies, Braves, Saturday at 4:05. We'll take your guesses and, of course, your take on this. Are the Phillies a 100-win baseball team? And get on the record with your exact win total for the season. Ben in Montgomeryville. Hey, Ben.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, that's the intensity I need this morning, Ben.
Ben, what kind of coffee are you drinking?
I'm drinking Benergy! Listen, I got Hugh. Remember me? I work at the Eagles. I seen you all the time. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Ben. I'm great. I can't complain. I'm good.
Listen, I'm doing a fundraiser today for the Eagles Autism Challenge at the Eagle Diner on Street Road. And guess what? The Phillies are going to win 102 games.
Okay. I do remember Ben.
I know Ben,
more that you talk, the more I recognize your energy. Yes.
Seems like a guy you wouldn't forget.
You can see the excitement.
The glasses.
Yeah.
He wears glasses. Yes.
Yeah, so the Phillies are going to win 102 games. We're going to the World Series. Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I'm calling it.
It's the best year ever, Ben. I love it. All right, Ben.
From your lips to God's ears.
Ben, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues, a Philly that was drafted the same year Hugh was.
I'm going to say Jim Thome.
Jim Thome.
Why did I feel like with the energy that he came with that he was probably going to get it right out of
there? You know what? I thought
I would have been mad about that.
I would not have been mad about that.
No, I would have been happy for Ben.
That's a good guess.
I'm going to guess, I'm taking back to my memory of Thome. I believe Thome was drafted before your time, Hugh. A little bit before.
A little bit, but I mean, it's still a good guess.
No, it is a good guess. I mean, it's not that early.
Because he's listening. He's listening to what we were talking about. Yeah. When did Thome get drafted? In like 90?
I remember him up with those Cleveland teams in that very early 90s. So, it could have been late 80s or it could have been like 90. Because like I first recall watching Thome like 93, 92, 93, 94 in those Cleveland lineups. He was obviously a tremendous player. 215-592-9494. Robert in Germantown. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Robert.
What's going on, man?
You all got your canoes out, ready to paddle back and forth?
We have our canoes. Yes, we're ready to go. Hopefully, we don't need them tomorrow because we need a baseball game here tomorrow.
I just got me some new tires, so I'm going to drive my truck.
You know,
right over that water?
Right over the water.
Yeah, my thought about baseball, you know, I wish the northern teams that don't have indoor stadiums like Toronto and Minnesota, that we get to play our games in the south. I mean, the idea, I've done it. I'll tell you a quick story. I was at the early April game. I don't think it was opening day that Mike Schmidt hit a bunch of home runs. I think the score, you can look it up, Kyle. I think it was like 16, 17 to 15. I mean, we won, but it was cold. In those days in Chicago, it was afternoon games, and it's windy in Chicago in April. And not pleasant. If I'm going to go to a game at all, guys, July. Give me a nice, hot, sweaty evening, the beer and a hot dog.
Robert, you were at the game where Schmidt hit all those home runs at Wrigley. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, I was there. Rick Monday hit a bunch of home runs.
18-16, I believe, was the score.
18-16 was the score? Yeah. What was that, opening day, or was sometime in April, right?
April 17th, 76. Yeah, it's 1976.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly opening day, but I was in Chicago. I was going to, you know, Notre Dame down the railroad line, and I'd like to get in Chicago. And in those days, they had no lights, which was really neat. Afternoon baseball, what a blast, man. You know, the kids could come with you. It was affordable, 50 cents to sit in the bleachers.
50 cents, boy.
Yeah, that was those days. I remember when I was a kid, the Cubs used to be on TV, just broadcast across the nation. I remember watching their mm-hmm. day games because it was on TV.
Yeah, it was great. Historic ballpark.
Yeah.
The neighborhood where, I think up the road on, was it Wacker or North Clark, Al Capone whacked all those guys on Valentine's Day Massacre. They have the garage. You can go and watch the bullet holes. Have a piece of pizza. You know, it's a great, great location for a ballpark. It's one of the best.
So, Robert, what are you thinking? What are you thinking on the Phils? What's your win total?
Well, you know, I know you're enthusiastic at 100, and I'd like to believe we could get there. We probably could, but... You know, the problem with me, I'm 90. I think it's the veteran guys. They're making too much money to really put out the energy all the time you need to get to 100-plus games. I'm not seeing it. The veterans, they'll ramp it up when they need to. They'll get in the playoffs. We'll get into the World Series again, third time. I think we'll win it this time. We get there and we're healthy. But I think the veteran team like that, I don't trust veterans playing any sport, basketball, hockey. They kind of cruise for large parts of the season, been my experience.
And they've done and Robert, to be fair, they've done that the last 2 years. I mean, they have. And Robert, appreciate the phone call. I do sense this year is different. And
a little bit of sense of urgency.
I feel that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll be just like the last years. I think they're going to push. I think they want to win the division. I think the Phillies get – I get a sense from – none of them have said it – that they realize – maybe like deep down, subconsciously, they don't have many years left in this window with this group. This is not a young team. I think they're going to push that. That's part of the reason why I think they're getting to 100. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, a Philly that was drafted the same year as Hugh is your first clue. Pair of tickets on the line Saturday against the Braves. 405 is the first pitch. Plus, we got to get to all of the stuff last night. Down at the Wells Fargo Center, James Harden, the return, the booze, the ridiculous end of that basketball game. I mean, the Sixers were screwed out of a victory last night by the referees. We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. I really like the FanDuel app. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I like Iowa State tonight to take down Illinois. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You could even pick who's going to win it all. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on college hoops until they cut down. The Nets. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.